The controversy surrounding Claire Daly and the Socialist Party rolls on. This time it concerns her relationship with the United Left Alliance, of which the Socialist Party is a member. People Before Profit TD Joan Collins joins me now. Joan Collins, good evening.
Good evening, Mary.
You're a member with your colleague of the United Left Alliance. What is your view on what is going on here? Claire Daly has resigned from the Socialist Party. It's clear from what Joe Higgins and releases from the Socialist Party have said that there have been months of difficulty because, they say, Claire Daly refused to put, if you like, clear blue water between herself and her political relationship with developer Mick Wallace. There are now questions about her continued relationship with the United Left Alliance. What's your understanding of what's happening?
I'm a bit bemused, unfortunately, by the Socialist Party's position. I think Joe Higgins said that they pleaded with her not to leave the Socialist Party and asked to stay. So then this sort of happens. I just think it might be a difficult within the Socialist Party at the moment. I don't know. I'm not a member of the Socialist Party. I was a number of years ago. I think the key thing is that Claire has committed to building the United Left Alliance. And I welcome that statement. It was a very clear statement. Her track record, along with Joe Higgins' track record and Richard Bybard's track record, Seamus Healy and myself, puts us in a position where we can, linking with people against the cuts that are going to come down, the budget, the cuts that are affecting people now, disability, myself and Claire outside of the protest today.
Did you know that she was growing disillusioned with the Socialist Party?
I didn't get myself involved in that at all.
Did you know that she was contemplating resignation?
I think it probably would have been in her mind for the last period of time. I don't think she agreed with the Socialist Party position on building on their position on how to build the United Left Alliance. So I think there's a few things like that were happening in the background. But again, I can't be 100% sure and I can't say that categorically. But her commitment to... She hasn't changed her commitment in linking in with ordinary people on the issues that affect them, the SNAs, disabilities,
But has the Socialist Party changed its position? I mean, they both would be largely in agreement, surely, on those issues, wouldn't they?
Oh, yes, and that's why I think they work together in the United Left Alliance, yeah.
And that's why you have this alliance. Now, let's take a few step backs and talk about the United Left Alliance, because you came together as a grouping prior to the last election.
Yeah.
It involves yourself, Richard Boyd Barrett, People Before Profit. And who else?
There's People Before Profit, the Socialist Party and the Tipperary Workers Action Group.
This would be Seamus Healy, the South Tipperary TD.
And also Declan Bree in
Sligo.
Yes.
So you have five TDs.
Mm-hmm.
And is your main platform objecting to water charges and property taxes and cuts in general?
As you said, we just organised ourselves before the last elections. We have been around a long time in politics and in community politics and workplace politics. And I think it was a good initiative, it was a very good initiative at the time. And it's taken a while to move the United Left Alliance forward because, as you said, there's a number of different organisations with different views on different aspects of things. So we've been working very, very, to a certain degree, slowly. We have branch councils now set up in the United Left Alliance.
To stay with Claire Daly's statement about building the United Left Alliance, what can she do to build the United Left Alliance outside of the Socialist Party with the possibility that Joe Higgins could abandon the United Left Alliance if she continues to be involved?
I think that the Socialist Party has made that decision themselves. I mean, I think that what the difference would have been is that the Socialist Party are saying that we can't register as a party yet because, you know, it's not big enough, it's not strong enough from the point of view of people being involved in this that are outside the political parties. There's a different opinion, like my opinion would be, where do you put the cart before the horse before the cart?
We should
register as a party and we should then campaign with people to build an alternative to the political establishment that's there at the moment.
What will Claire Daly do from the outside to build the United Left Alliance, do you believe, Joan Collins?
Well, from the inside of the United Left Alliance.
Well, from the outside of the Socialist Party.
Well, I think she'd be able to call for the party to be registered, number one. make that argument more, that she can actually make that argument, she wouldn't be able to make it before within the Socialist Party. I think she'd be able to link in the campaigns as well, which she was involved in the Socialist Party. Wasn't a difference in that. I think there was probably a few tensions within the Socialist Party. She's right to leave a party or stay in a party if she wants to. I left the Socialist Party, I had that right as well. You have differences or whatever that goes back a period of time. But I think it just leaves her a bit more able to link in with not having the constraints of the Socialist Party that she felt she would have had on her in relation to making arguments outside their policy.
But all of this would seem to be deflecting attention away from the core work that you're talking about there of the United Left Alliance wanting to focus attention on cuts. Instead of that, we now have a wrangle going on between the Socialist Party in the guise of Joe Higgins as its main TD and Claire Daly, who has now resigned.
Well, I think that's unfortunate.
It's all over her political association, it would appear, with Mick Wallace.
Well, I think Claire has made quite clear, and she made it quite clear at the campaign against the household and water tax meeting, that she supports the position that the campaign has absolutely nothing to do with Mick Wallace in relation to platforms or in representing the campaign. She condemns his actions of defrauding the state and falsifying VAT returns, etc. And she will stand over that, so that's not a problem.
You continue to have a political association with Mick Wallace?
I don't have a political association.
Well, he is involved, is he not? And members of his support group in Wexford are involved in campaigns against water charges and property taxes. Did you vote at a meeting on Saturday in relation to that?
No, I had no vote. I was only there.
But you did argue against the exclusion of his Wexford supporters.
I argued against the democratic rights of people to be in the campaign. We're talking about people who've come involved in activity for the first time in their lives. They wanted to get stuck in, fight against the household tax. They wanted to be part of the campaign to do that. They were arguing they wanted their TD to be there if they wanted to have him speak. And I think what I was arguing was that we should link in with the campaign in Wexford, keep close ties with that campaign, talk to Mick Wallace, ask him to not speak at meetings, ask him to respect the campaign's position on him and his VAT defraud, and that we should continue to work with him. I thought that it was wrong to expel a group of people that were a significant group of people of maybe up to 1,000 people, and I thought that was a shame, really, from that point of view. But
Is this the dilemma? Can members of the United Left Alliance, which includes yourself, your colleague, and People Before Profit, and so on, continue to be friends with Mick Wallace when you it would appear, think that you can, and the Socialist Party and Joe Higgins thinks you can't?
I'm not a friend of Mick Wallace. I know I met Mick Wallace the first time in my life when he got elected, and he got involved in the campaign against the household and water tax, which was very good with the 9 of the TDs. Subsequently, and he did that knowing that he defrauded the state, and that is his problem. He's an individual. He got elected in Wexford. I had no part in action in that, and I condemn it. I will not be politically working with Mick on the campaign against the household and water tax, neither would Claire. She will support the campaign in Wexford. People who want to get, obviously, we'll all be trying to support the campaign.
Can the United Left Alliance continue without Joe Higgins?
Well, Joe Higgins is still part of the United Left Alliance, and I hope he stays in this because he's an important part of it. And
if it's a choice between Joe Higgins or Claire Daly?
Well, I think that'll be a question for the Socialist Party. I won't be.
No, but it could be a question for you as well.
I will continue to positively build, if I can, the United Left Alliance.
If Joe Higgins says to you, you can have Claire Daly, but you can't have Joe Higgins.
Well, I hope it won't come to that, Mary, and I really do. And if it comes to that point where the Socialist Party would say they'd walk, I think that's a very sad day for the Socialist Party and for their commitment in building an alliance against the cuts and against the austerity. And I hope that won't come to that. And I think I'm confident to say it won't come to that.
Would you let them go?
Well, I can't stop people going, or I can't. I'd mediate as much as possible with people to say, listen, no, we have a bigger project here. The project is this establishment, the three main parties in this country are putting.
But would your loyalty be, very simply, Joan Collins, your loyalty be to Claire Daly or to Joe Higgins and the Socialist Party within the United Left Alliance?
But I,
if the choice is presented to you, if the choice is presented.
If the choice is presented to me that we're all singing on the same tune, that we'll have no truck with Mick Wallace in relation to the campaign against the Household Award Tax and taxation justice issues, etc., etc., that's not an issue. So I'm hoping that it won't be an issue for the Social Party and the United Left Alliance over the next period of time.
All right, People Before Profit TD, Joan Collins, thank you for joining us on Drive Time.